from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, my God. It was Jaws galore. And he could not stop talking about Jaws.
And the first thing I heard Donnie say was Chad Kroeger and the boys threw out another banger. And what song, Rockstar, you were talking about?
Well, probably that whole album. I mean, they had like five bangers on that.
Who the hell's Chad Kroeger?
The lead singer of Nickelback.
Oh.
First thing I hear is, and then they came out with Rockstar, and you want to talk about a great music video. Chad Kroeger and the boys were pumping out hit after hit. And I'm going to be honest with you, Donnie. For 5 seconds, I turned you off in disgust because I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
And then you turned it right back on because you said, you know what? Damn it, he's right.
I am the Dan Moore thing's going to turn. What's the meme online? I'm going to become the Joker when something like that pisses you off keeps happening and there's no end in sight. Dan Moore in their starting lineup until the day he's pushed out of it is going to turn me into the Joker. It's going to make me psychotic. I can't watch this guy hold on to that spot for one more practice. Put Broderick Jones at left tackle, put Troy Fautanu at right tackle, and let us be done with the absurd charade.
Honestly, my bigger issue is I don't like Jones practicing right tackle.
Well, I don't like that.
He's not going to play there.
If he does, he's going to play there for a week or two, I would hope. But Fautanu's an older guy, should be stepping in right away. You are making these insane accommodations or these nods to rookies got to earn it at the expense of functional playing time for a guy like Jones.
At least with Frazier, who's working with the second team, he's still playing the position he's going to play when he becomes the starter and beats out Herbig before the season starts. Jones is not. All I hear about with every offensive line coach or player I've talked to, they stress continuity, cohesion, those things. Getting used to the person you're playing next to, their idiosyncrasies as a player, the things they do. Jones should be next to Seumalo right now.
I feel like, again, that the view of Dan Moore inside that building, even though they picked a tackle in the first round, which means they can't like him too much, there's just this like very annoying soft spot that they have because, what, he's a veteran? And they feel he's better than the outside world does? If you thought he was that good, you shouldn't have drafted Troy Fautanu.
Correct. You should have drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
But clearly they don't think he's that good. Everybody involved there with a big decision. Like
you know what I would do? I would do what Jim Rutherford would do to Mike Sullivan. I would just trade him. You got a teacher's pet player. You got somebody you like. Well, guess what? You can't play him now. Remember what happened when Brad Pitt went into Art Howe's office and said, guess what? You can't play Peña at first base anymore, Art. I traded his ass. He's gone. Okay, we don't have to have this daily fight anymore because you don't have him anymore. I feel like that's got to happen with Dan Moore. Hey, I got news for you. He's a Washington Commander now.
We just got a fifth-round pick back.
Seriously.
Slossboss points out that Dan Moore is not, in fact, like Michael Myers because Michael Myers was actually great at what he did.
A fairly good point.
A fair point from the Slossboss, I must concede.
Well, who was a monster then that kept staying alive that really wasn't good at his job?
Like a movie slasher type guy?
Yeah.
You know what? Ghostface from the Scream movies would eat a lot of you-know-what trying to kill people. Like, he'd fall and trip over stuff. Like, it was borderline slapstick comedy. He'd miss with that knife all the time. Ghostface was like a fifth-round pick, maybe, as a serial killer. But he was – Neve Campbell beat him straight up.
Yeah, I liked her back in the day.
Do you know they didn't tell anybody that Drew Barrymore was going to get offed 5 minutes into that movie? She was by far the biggest name on the bill, and they have her just go down.
That probably brought the house down.
It was a huge – I think it was like part and part. They had a bigger role for her in Vision. She goes, it would be awesome if you killed me off in 5 minutes. No one will see it coming.
That's like when Ned Stark went down at the end of season one of Game of Thrones. Everybody thought he was the main character, the people that hadn't read the book.
Boom.
And before you know it, head gets cut off, and they're holding it up in the air in the last episode.
Man, that had to be a shocker. Good thing I'll never watch Game of Thrones. Scream is well past the statute of limitations where I'm allowed to read
it. A lot
of
boobs in Game of Thrones, if that does anything for you.
I mean, it does. So just go and say, like, can you just fast forward me to the boob time here on Game of Thrones?
Oh, man, that actually gets me into a story that I wanted to tell you guys quickly today. When I was at the gym yesterday...
How do we go from fast forward to the boobs right to the gym?
Give me 2 seconds, please.
Okay. I trust you.
Trainer at the gym, her boyfriend is deployed right now.
Okay.
He's in the military. And that jogged my memory of something that had happened to me, and I shared this with her, and I wanted to get your feedback. I was in a romantic relationship with a woman who I caught her sending risque pictures of herself to someone.
Okay.
Bikinis and lingerie
things of that.
Stuff.
Okay.
So I asked her about it. And this was her defense. The person I sent those to is in Iraq right now in the military, like protecting our freedoms and sacrificing for our country.
He needs these.
Yeah.
Your response should have been very simple. Do they get Playboys sent to them over there?
I think I might have asked, do they not get the internet there?
Right, like they can see things like what you're sending.
But
and more.
She flipped it and made me feel like the bad guy.
She was being patriotic by cheating on you subtly.
Is that cheating?
If she's sending him bikini and lingerie pictures.
And they're not from the beach or anything. These are
private pictures.
These were personalized
she's
pictures.
She's posing for these
yeah.
for him. Did you ask her, why do you not send me these pictures?
That's how I found out. Like, the laptop, I saw these pictures, and I'm like, these are interesting. I had not received any of these.
Yeah, like, are you waiting to deploy these to me? Waiting to send these out? I think that she's in the wrong there. They got the internet. They got Playboy. So she knew the person, obviously, pretty well.
Yeah, I think they went to high school together.
I just think that she...
Is that an automatic...
Yeah, I think you break
relationship
up.
Ender
yeah,
for
you? Come on. I think she knew she was caught with her hand in the cookie jar, so to speak.
And so she came up with a cockamamie
yeah,
story about a guy
well, she
in
just
the
went
military?
With, she went with, no, he might have been, but she went with patriotism to try to make you feel like the bad guy? That's textbook manipulation.
Donnie, if Sarah was doing that, would that be an automatic breakup?
You're going to find this wild. I don't know if I'd go automatic, but it would have to be.
What if she gave you the exact same excuse? She's like, the guy is in, he is deployed overseas in an active combat zone defending our freedoms. What if she said that?
I really don't even know where I would, I would go with it. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it was mental warfare there, trying to make me feel bad.
Right, I just think she, if it
have
was...
Have a little respect for our soldiers.
For our troops, right. Like, she was thinking remarkably quickly on her feet if it wasn't a soldier. Did you know for a fact it was somebody who was deployed? Did you have any way of, like, fact-checking that?
I don't think I even bothered to do it.
Did you break up with her after that?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really that into this person in particular. But
I feel
yeah.
like I know who you're talking about.
But no, I don't think you met this person.
I love the texts we get when we go on these tangents. Text from my friend. There's not really that many boobs on Game of Thrones. Should have been more on it, I feel. What a critique. The show had everything, just not enough boobs.
What if that was like Roger Ebert's legit critique of it?
Showgirls, went in expecting boobs, left disappointed.
Striptease. Where were the boobs? Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Well, we might have Pomp next. We might not. He's at Jerome Bettis' golf tournament.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Which was a remarkable day for Mulsey and I once upon a time.
I was going to say, I did say to our boss, Craig, earlier today, I said, what, you didn't want me playing in that?
If Pop doesn't call in, maybe we'll retell that story. And also, a quarterback did return kicks and punts on day one of Steelers training camp. Was it Justin Fields? We'll tell you next. Also, 3:30 p.m. team power rankings. I ranked the entire Steelers roster from 1 down to 53. 53, the worst player on the team to the best player. All right, we are live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Bob Papiani is set to join us. Bob didn't have the heart to blow us off, given the fact that he's out there on the golf course at Treesdale playing in Jerome Bettis' event. Speaking of heart, your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. Pomp is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Pomp is a grandfather a few times over. I am a dad. Malzi is a father of two. Did you hear the news? Pirates fan Jordan Lundquist, no relation to Henrik, named his son Kutch Lundquist.
Kutch.
Yes. In honor of Andrew McCutchen, his third child with his wife.
Believe it or not, I don't hate it.
Kutch Lundquist.
There are definitely stranger names out there than Kutch.
Imagine if he was a big fan of the show and named him Malzi Lundquist.
That would be worse. Pony Lundquist, P-O-N-I.
Donnie Football Lundquist.
Yes, first name Donnie, middle name Football, last name Lundquist.
I mean, I feel like Pomp's big enough where I'm sure someone's given their kid the nickname Pomp. I mean, the middle name Pomp in Pittsburgh. Bob can't even get a workout, and he can't even go to the sauna without being pestered by
people. You think they would go with Pomp or Pompiani, like James Pompiani Smith?
No, I think Pomp.
Hmm.
Bob, have you ever autographed a baby before? Or kissed one?
No, I've done a few autographs at places that I didn't ever expect to be signing, but yes, not a baby.
Can you elaborate, please? Like, are you talking Happy Gilmore autographs?
It was a former Marine who he always liked what we did with sports, and he wanted me to autograph his above his shoulder. So I went into this tattoo shop that I've never been into in my life.
Oh, to get tattooed. Okay, to get it tattooed. Okay.
Yeah, tattoo, but it was a tattoo signature. It was, I put, here's to you, Pompanay and Easy, and I put the guy's name and, you know, best wishes, all that stuff.
So there's a guy in Pittsburgh that has your signature on his body?
Yes, tattooed.
That's a flex.
That's like our boy Big L.
We did that on a show called Fan Nation he used to have, and so that was, I said, are you sure? Because I feel like this is bad. But no, he said, always watch your programs. I said, okay. Fine, I'm honored, especially because he was a military guy.
Oh, absolutely. Love the military.
Pop, our guy Big Ed Vega, who wears the overalls and no shirt to Steelers games on the road, he had the big clock on in Jacksonville with the beer in his head, you know, in hand and a hard hat on. He has PM team tattooed on his body.
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's an honor. I mean, what you can receive a lot of honors in your life, but here comes another ball. I've been almost hit twice here waiting for you guys.
Where are you?
We're at the Jerome Bettis Mel Blount Charity Golf Tournament put together by HM3 and the Pence Fund at Treesdale. So a lot of good golfers, a lot of wayward golfers. I'm in the track of one right now.
Well, two very famous things happened at that golf course now 3 years ago. Malzy almost got beat up by Joey Porter, and Jim Colony got his first career hole-in-one at that event, Bob. And then because it was all the ex-Steelers players and bigwigs, he had to go into the clubhouse in Treesdale and pick up the tab as his custom.
Which was a big stress
with a hole in one. So picture that. If you get a hole in one today, that's probably going to cost you, what, 10 grand, would you say?
Well, there's 160 golfers here, so you figure out what they charge. Probably a lot of money, yes. So.
And they're not drinking Shirley Temples in there, Bob.
There's hole in one insurance, though, Bob. Pony doesn't even know what hole in one insurance is, though.
Oh, I do.
Correct.
You have to protect yourself at some point.
Bob, I'm going to ask you to look into that Pompeiani crystal ball while you're drinking a transfusion. What are the Pirates going to do with the trade deadline? We're now 5 days out.
Well, if it were me, I would acquire a couple of bats. I just think you need as much offense as you can get, given what this pitching has told you all season long, which is they're very capable of being in just about every game. Six innings, you got a good back half of the bullpen that can close out games. So all you need is a little bit more run support. Why wouldn't you do it? So I'm willing to go out and get a bigger bat and then somebody, you know, maybe who can, you know, help me off the bench with a big bat. But you need
who's number one on your wish list?
We see too many of these games.
Who's number one on the wish list?
Well, I don't know if Rooker is the perfect person, but he's a bat who has an OPS who I like. You know, I don't know where you and I really don't care where you play him. Just get his stick in the lineup.
According to Jim Bowden, of course, your old buddy from Point Park.
Yes, we just had Jim on, and he wishes you well, Bob.
Yeah, he also basically said, he kind of laughed and said, yeah, I like Brent Rooker as a DH. So it sounds like that guy could come to the ballpark without a glove and be fine.
Yeah, that's all I, you know, get production out of it. Absolutely, I wouldn't mind that at all.
But would you be fine with putting McCutchen on the bench for Rooker? Because he's not going to play right field, Bob.
Well, I would be fine with playing McCutchen every now and then in the outfield, switching off, whatever the case may be. I just want more bats. And I think they're in a position now where you should be able to take advantage of a situation that you may not have thought would have existed, but because of Skeens and Jones and some of the other contributions you got from your starters, you pretty much are sure to being in just about every game. So one or two hits can make a huge difference. That's why I do it. And I'd be proactive knowing that you're knocking on the door here. There's no guarantee this could happen next year. Next year there could be injuries, things happen, teams get hot, you don't have the same position. There's a quagmire of teams all together, and you're one of them. You could, because of your pitching, you could win.
Bob, an abrupt shift to the Steelers. Dan Moore Jr. starting at left tackle today with the ones. Yes or no, does Dan Moore Jr. start at left tackle week one for the Steelers?
I'd say no, because I just think that's – you know, Mike Tomlin likes to reward veterans if they go into camp and let others know that you have to work hard to supplant them. So, and I believe that when it's time to play that first game in Atlanta, he won't be the starting left tackle.
Russell Wilson out with a calf injury, so it was Justin Fields with the first team. Again, pull out that crystal ball. Will Justin Fields start a game at quarterback for the Steelers in the 2024 season? Yes or no, and why?
You're talking about any game because of any reason?
Yes.
Yes, just because of injuries over the course of 17 games, I think that may be a reason. Depending on how things go offensively, I still think Russell Wilson has some pretty good football in him, and he's smart enough to know how it works. I think there's probably going to be an injury or two along the way. And so if he gets an opportunity, even if he doesn't, Pony and Mulsey, I would make sure he's in my game plan somehow, some way. It doesn't have to be a lot of opportunities, but just something to throw him in there because he has too much talent to ignore.
Bob, you mentioned military. I told the story before we brought you on that I had a girlfriend who sent pictures of herself in bikinis and lingerie to a guy who was deployed in Iraq and said, when I asked her about it, well, he is protecting our freedoms and sacrificing for us, so that's why she thought it was acceptable or okay to send those pictures. Should I have broken up with her on the spot, or was that a good justification for doing it?
That's a good justification for doing it, I think.
Wow.
I mean, military people are, they sacrifice an awful lot. So
I know,
not...
but that gives new meaning to supporting our troops, Bob.
I am a big fan of military people. I have too many friends of mine who've gone over and have had serious injuries because of it, and I know what they do. And, man, I just can't say enough about the people who are willing to sacrifice for people like us, who don't get that chance to do it or wouldn't do it or couldn't do it. So I have a fondness in my heart for a lot of people who serve this country.
Well, Pony, it sounds like you made the wrong move breaking up with her then.
Yeah, I should have said,
But you ended up. You ended up with a great situation, Pony. You have no problem.
No regrets.
You got a great family. So it all works out the way it's supposed to.
Bob, hit him straight out there,
yep.
All right?
We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, hold on. Colby Armstrong is about to hit a shot. Do you want to hear the narration?
Yeah, yes. Give us the Jim Nantz play-by-play, please.
All right. Armstrong, with about a 78-yard shot into the wind, his pale legs, very obvious to those around him. He has no sun whatsoever on those legs. And he hits one very close to the pin with some backspin. Colby Armstrong getting it done.
And now to Frank Nabilo on 13. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. See ya.
Whatever became of the Bellionis McElroy thing? That was real or that was fake?
Well, McElroy decided not to get divorced.
So do we think there was something going on?
Nobody really knows for sure.
Because she's from here. So
Amanda,
there might be Bellionis family and friends who are in the audience
right
now.
I think she actually...
Maybe they're here at the Rivers. This place is packed.
In fact, given that, I think that... I can't even say, but, I definitely know... I have interacted with, on many occasions, people that are good friends with her.
They might know the answer. Not that they would share it with us.
Not that they would share it with us, but, I have, virtually no degrees of separation. But there's 0 degrees of separation, or one, I guess, is the most, right?
So there are people in Pittsburgh...
I have one degree of separation from Amanda Bellionis.
There are people in Pittsburgh who know whether or not Amanda Bellionis and Rory McIlroy had an affair?
Well, presumably, if she told somebody if it happened... Then there are people who know, but maybe they did and kept it completely under wraps, and she has.
But it wasn't completely under wraps because it went everywhere.
Well,
it was
all speculative from people.
Were talking.
Wow, they look at each other and look like a two
people
who
are. No, I think there's a little bit more than that, Malzi.
Did anybody have anything?
Somebody said at a coffee shop that he picked up coffee that had Amanda on it, and it was in her hometown.
So
or wherever she lives now.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, so Rory McIlroy was in Pittsburgh just buying coffee.
Yeah.
I didn't see that report. All I know is Rory McIlroy.
I don't think it was a report. I think it was on Reddit or something like that, Mulz.
Well, if it's on Reddit, it's true. But I think that the upshot there is that whatever happened or didn't happen, McIlroy and his wife decided to stay together. They went from we're getting divorced to, you know what? We're going to reread this putt and try it again.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Coming up next in PMT Power Rankings, I have ranked the entire Steelers roster. I will post that to Twitter. I will give you my top 10 Steelers players for 2024 when we come back. It's the PM team. That music means it's time for PMT Power Rankings at 3:30 every Thursday and brought to you by the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you before I give you my rankings of Steelers players, top 10 Steelers players on this team. The complete list will be on my Twitter. I ranked them all the way down to 53. Breaking news, Dylan Cease of the San Diego Padres, a team that the Pirates are chasing in the wild card race, just threw a no-hitter in Washington. The Padres beat the Nationals. They're 3-0. The Padres now move into that last wild card spot. So they have opened up a game and a half lead on the Pirates for that last spot. Cease 114 pitches. That is 15 more than Paul Skeens threw in seven innings in Milwaukee. And with the efficiency of Skeens in the sixth and seventh inning of that start, I'm convinced he could have gotten through the no-hitter in the same number of pitches, Malzi. And I'm not now thinking, well, the Pirates are in good shape because Dylan Cease just blew out his arm going 114 pitches, and their best pitcher now is going to suck the next 2 months because they pushed him to the limit for a no-hitter. Are you thinking that?
No, I'm not thinking that. Who was it that I saw tweeting about this? There was a baseball writer who said Dylan Cease has a no-hitter going into the ninth inning in Washington. The Pirates, I think it was Derek Shelton, has pulled Paul Skeens from the game just to be safe.
Seriously.
I wanted I thought I was very reasonable and clear about my stance on that. I wanted them to let him go out there and go batter by batter at that point. I thought that was the right thing to do in that situation.
All right. Want me to go 10-1 or 1-10 here on my Steelers?
I want to know who Mr. Irrelevant is first. I want to know number 53.
Kyle Allen.
You actually don't have the list.
I don't have
53 people on that list. I can see your notepad. Scroll. That's not 53 players. Oh, that is 53 players.
Kyle Allen, Steelers third string quarterback.
I'm pissed.
53.
I'm mad. It should be
Donnie,
Dan
give
Moore,
me another. Give me a random number. I'll give you a guy where he ranked.
38.
DeMonte Casey.
24.
James Daniels.
Ooh. Hold on. One more random number. 49.
Van Jefferson. 10. PZ Jr. A man that might have told on you and was the one who alerted his dad that you had sent out
We think it was him now, because didn't we originally
think Joey Porter wanting to fight you at that golf tournament that Pop is in right now.
Didn't we think it was Eric Ebron for a while, because Ebron kind of shot me a weird look as they drove by?
Yeah. Ebron was on Porter's side.
But that was just Porter, I think, scoping out who he was dealing with and then probably laughing to himself when he saw who he was dealing
Eric
with.
Eric Ebron, hands of stone. He was like the Ike Taylor of tight ends, and he couldn't block. Was, for whatever reason, very nice to me on social media, of all places. Eric Ebron. Like, the last place you would expect a Steelers player who I was not a big fan
of. What did you do that caused him to be nice?
I don't know. He just reached out and said very kind things.
Like, he DM'd you?
Yeah. He followed me to say nice things, and then he unfollowed me.
Power move.
PZ Jr., 10, was a finalist for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think there's considerable upside there. Tackling's got to get better. Penalties. Catch the ball a little bit more.
He's got the right mentality for what he's being asked to do, which is generally follow the other team's best receiver. And he is – you could say this about Sauce Gardner. I've been reading this about him. It's all about, are they going to call penalties in a given game? Because a lot of these best corners are very physical, and they dare the officials to call the flag.
He is not the highest-ranked second-year player on my list, a little tease.
I think I know who is.
Number 9, Cam Hayward.
I still think it's right, because I still think when he's healthy, he is a very disruptive force. He's still in the NFL top 100. Did you see that?
I did. He was 98. Yep.
I believe he's 98.
I thought he was 94. Let's see.
You have that written down on your copious notes?
He
was 98.
Good job, Malzi.
That was patronizing.
So, Cam Hayward, 9. Lower than usual, but he didn't play a lot last. Well, he did play half the season, but he was not his normal self.
A little bit of a reputational thing. Reputation.
Number 8. This is more about upside for me, but I also think he was spectacular. Way under the radar in year 1. I'm putting Keanu Benton, 8.
Yeah, I thought he was the second year guy who was going to be
I think he's going to be a force this year. I think he's going to be a borderline all-pro player. I think because of alternates and whatnot, not that the game matters. It's a complete joke. I think he'll be a Pro Bowl player this season.
He looks like a steal. Remember he got off to such an odd start? He said Coach T wants us to be, goons out there or whatever.
And then, I love that quote.
But then Mike had to throw cold water on
him. He didn't like
it.
That.
No, he did not.
Number 7, Jaylen Warren. Many people agreeing with me that they think what Najee said yesterday is a sign that Warren is going to either get the same number of snaps or probably even more than Najee, and that's because he's a more versatile running back.
You think
like Florio, more burst from Jaylen Warren? I completely agree with him
on
that.
Think Arthur Smith looks at the fact that Deion Lewis was splitting time with Derrick Henry for, what, 2 seasons before Henry took over full-time and said, not making that mistake again. He didn't make it. I think he inherited the situation and quickly turned it into Henry Schell.
Number six, did not have a big sack year in 2024 or 2023. Only seven. But overall, I think is a very solid player. And that would be Alex Highsmith coming in at six.
Very valuable to them because they love guys who can play the run. And he's a big physical dude who plays the run really well.
And help them almost single-handedly beat the Browns.
If you gave Alex Highsmith a letter grade as a player overall, what would it be?
B plus.
That's exactly what I had in my mind.
Number five, your guy, George Pickens.
I'm just trying to decide if there are four players I think are
definitely
better.
60 catches last year, still went over 1,000 yards, led the NFL in yards per catch. There's just so much talent and potential there.
He can take over games when he's
on. Ryan Clark saying he's got more talent than Justin Jefferson.
He can take over games when he's on, period.
Number four, he hasn't played for the Steelers yet, Patrick Queen. All-pro last year.
I might flip him and flip Pickens, but...
He got ranked in the top 100, higher than Minka and
I know.
Hayward.
I know. I will
and
wonder...
Baltimore's ripping the hell out of him. They think he's going to stink here.
I will wonder until I see it. If his great year last year was at least in part a byproduct of playing next to Roquan Smith, who nobody would argue against being the better player of those two.
Number three, and I almost put him two, Bing Bong, Chris Boswell. He's money for the most part. Very, very consistent kicker. What he does at his job.
I feel like I'm being baited here that I'm supposed to yell at you, and I don't want to. I don't want to, mainly because I don't want to give in to what I think you want to have happen, which is me to say, you're putting a kicker in the top 10?
If I was doing Ravens player rankings, I'd put Tucker 1.
Ahead of a two-time MVP quarterback?
Yes.
I'd like to see how that would go down. You should go into Nick Wright's show and do that.
Minka 2.
Coming off a down year, but I think it was partly because of how they had to use him.
Correct. And then TJ Watt, 1 with a bullet.
I'm surprised you didn't put Fields in the top 5.
I have Fields 11. He barely missed the top 10.
Did you miss any? Well, I mean, I would put Broderick Jones somewhere in the top 10 because I think he's going to make a leap.
Broderick 13.
You know what? I can't put a kicker in my top 10.
Donnie, any big issues with what I did there? What would you change?
Run through it again quickly for me.
PZ 10. PZ Jr. 10. Hayward 9. Benton 8. Warren 7. Highsmith 6. Pickens 5. Queen 4. Boswell 3. Minka 2. TJ Watt 1.
Yeah, so I know Chris just said he can't put a kicker in his top 10, but, I mean, he has been – I know he had that bad year in, what, 2018?
He was hurt.
Yeah, but he has been pretty much dynamite for them every other year, and there are a lot of games you can thank his right leg for as to why
That 1 year Pony's big take before he worked on this show was that the Steelers were one of the most overrated 13-3 teams ever because their kicker was so good, and he ended up being right.
Yep.
I mean, he won them like 4 games alone that year, I think.
He is really good. It's just so hard for me to say that about a guy who, you know.
Chris, is a high-stress job.
He's a specialist.
Yes, I put Christian Kuntz on my list.
I mean, where
was he?
Okay, so just for sake
where
of exercise.
Where was Christian Kuntz? Because Kyle Allen was 53rd.
Kuntz was 32nd.
Where was little Calvin Austin?
Calvin Austin, I put 36th.
Where's Roman Wilson, who made a very good impression on you, even though you said he's a very small human being?
31st.
Where's Najee?
I think 14th.
Higher than I thought he would 14th. Be on your list.
If you were ranking the Ravens the same way, where would you put Tucker?
He literally said one.
You're not allowed to lecture Donnie about that because you routinely aren't even listening when we're talking
to you. I didn't lecture. I just said I said it previously.
Donnie, that was a lecturing tone from him, was it not?
Yeah, he had to throw in the I literally said.
Yep. Yeah lecturing tone.
Kind of a bad attitude.
15-yard personal foul, unhost-like conduct.
Giving him the business?
He's down there giving him the business.
From a guy who sits across from you daily and normally gets in at least 2. What's that, Chris?
Oh, I thought I was free of that when Starkey was almost charming about it, though. He'd just look right at me and go, you're going to have to repeat all of that. I wasn't listening to you.
I don't do that on the air. That's usually off the air.
No, you absolutely do it on the air. Off the air is even worse. You will just sit there and then you'll go, Hey, what am I talking about, Pony? Oh, yeah, You know, definitely the, the thing.
That's not true. Usually what happens is you don't think I'm paying attention. You ask me to repeat it back, and then I do, and you're like, damn it.
You've failed that test enough times.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low of 61 degrees. Steelers training camp, first practice today. Cam Hayward, did he practice? Is he holding in? And what did he say about his contract? We've got great quotes from him and sound bites coming back. Stay tuned. It's the PM team on the Fan. Right now, let's talk about Regenesis. Guys out there, you don't want to work out in vain. You don't want to eat right in vain. You want to be able to get results whenever you do that stuff. And Regenesis can turn your life around by helping you out today with a free physician consult and free blood work. What are you waiting for? Get in touch with Regenesis right now, and they can get you feeling better than you did in your 20s. They really can. 724-510-0024. Go to freebloodwork.com. It's Regenesis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.